Brittany. Brittany is secretly gleeful that Shepard has a belly. He doesn't think military when he looks at him anymore. Well, all right, yes, sometimes, when there are arrows or bullets or spears or lasers, and Shepard does the narrow-eyed, squinty gun thing, which is not supposed to help him see better. Rodney's no scientist, but... Oh, wait, no, actually he is. Smartest man in two galaxies, and surface area equations, and that's beside the point. The point is, when there are lasers or arrows or... Alright, no, not lasers. Even through the military disguise, there's that moment of Shepard's smile and lasers. And way cool. And the fact that Shepard generally turns to him to share that moment kind of makes up for the whole high school experience. But that's not the point either. McKay? Rodney lifts his head, which seems heavier than usual, and squints across the low flickering fire at Shepard. Train of thought temporarily derailed. Hmm? You okay there, buddy? Hmm, he says eloquently, and waves a vague hand. No, it's okay, he hears from across the fire a mile away. I've got it. You go get some sleep. But he's not really listening. When he thinks of military, see, he thinks of... Well, Atlantis is difficult, because Lorne makes jokes and paints pictures, and Shepard is a practitioner of hair origami, and Cadman tap dances and diffuses bombs. But then there's Caldwell. Caldwell makes it easy and puts it in black and white, like his shiny, shiny head, and does the whole marching thing, or at least standing upright, which is more than Shepard can manage. With Caldwell, he thinks military, and rules, and fitness, and don't ask, don't tell. And with Shepard, there's complications, like golf swings, and bellies. Rodney is secretly gleeful that Shepard has a belly, but he would never tell him. Partly because of some weird, superstitious, karmic retribution thing that he doesn't believe in at all, of course. Except where it seems to be true. Because Rodney McKay doesn't get what he wants. This is how the world works. Symbolised neatly, encapsulated, if you will, by a beautiful woman who doesn't want him, taking away the ZPM, which he does. The beautiful woman aspect is confusing, of course, in that way where he carried a torch for Samantha Carter for years and then came to Atlantis, where torches are obsolete, and the whole city lights up around Shepard. It's also partly because he knows that Shepard wouldn't hit him for it, wouldn't disown him or throw him off the team or steal his underwear and find a flagpole specifically to hang it from, or shut him in a locker until he's hyperventilating and pleading to be let out and leave him there for the janitor to find. He knows that Shepard wouldn't do that. But he's not sure the man could resist teasing. When it's unimportant, and he doesn't care, he can snap back insults that can draw blood at five paces, but there are architecturally unsound spaces in the walls he's built around himself, which the price of being close to people is that they get the blueprints. Genie can still make him red and flustered, and he hates nothing more than feeling stupid. Somewhere between Antarctica and Atlantis, in this moment, right here. He started noticing little things like Shepard's Muppet laugh, and his weird, pointy ears, and the way his belly stretches out the black t-shirts he wears. And he figures that John's not only got the blueprints, Rodney's handed over a sledgehammer to go with them. Come on, McKay. Up and at him. He turns his head. And there's Shepard's face. Right there. Right next to him. And he can't help the stupid grin that's directly attached to the weird fizzing in his stomach. Hey, he says. Hey, Shepard says back, hauling him to his feet. And possibly he's a little more lopsided than he strictly needs to be. Because that way he can rest against lean, hard Shepard with a secret, unmilitary belly. gleeful that Shepherd has a belly. But he would never tell him. Unless. There was this thing where his genius was acknowledged, see? It really doesn't happen as often as it ought to, in his opinion. Which he's almost certain he remembers telling people earlier. And there must have been alcohol, because mostly they looked sort of benevolently indulgent, instead of annoyed and exasperated and other polysyllabic words. Elizabeth's the one to go to for synonyms, except she's back home on Atlantis. He's a scientist, which means he's on an off-world team, which means campfires, and this time a distinct lack of lasers. And Shepherd raising a glass to him, which along with the benevolence and lack of insults, suggests alcohol, which might go some way towards explaining why he's having such trouble walking in a straight line. They seem to be staring themselves into a wall. So when John tells him he's been staring all night, that he's driving John to distraction with it, except he uses smaller words than that because he likes to pretend he doesn't have a brain. When John asks him what the hell it is he kept looking at, if maybe, and Rodney's convinced there's a secret, unmilitary please hidden somewhere in there. John's not alone in this. Rodney slides his hands around John's waist, where he's pretty sure he's allowed to touch now. Presses his stupid grin against the stubbled skin of his jaw.